It is time for the positive points on aging, and I am happy to have you back after you were away the last couple of weeks. You had
I had an interesting trip adventure to California.
Yeah, you went to a foreign country.
Yeah, I sure did, and let me tell you, you don't want to be there. Car broken into 2 hours after we got there in San Francisco.
Lots of
things stolen.
Lovely.
Then the wedding, which was an outdoor wedding on Saturday, was lovely. And about 9 o'clock that night, the rain started, and they had more rains than they've had in one day period in over 120 years.
Wow.
The cool thing was, is when we went to Yosemite, it had snowed instead of rain. So that was wonderful.
That is good.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was a great trip. I'm glad we got to go, but boy, tent cities everywhere and don't want to go back. You know, I used to live in Monterey, and it's a beautiful area, but not interested in returning anytime soon.
But it's an interesting place. I joke about California. I call it a foreign country.
It is.
Because they look at the world through very, very different eyes than we do here. And it's a beautiful country. I don't question that. There's everything.
Magnificent.
Yeah, it's everything weather-wise, everything you can ask for, from the mountains and the snow to the beaches and the temperatures. And it's a beautiful state. But, boy, it is nutty.
They've got issues. I mean, when I lived there, granted, it's been a long time ago since I lived there.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous, and they had issues then.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of out of control now.
Well, San Francisco itself, when I say foreign country, my goodness. I mean,
I
don't know how I could make it. I couldn't last a week.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. It was in the 80s when I lived there, and I would go to San Francisco, and I would hang out for the day, and I'd walk around. I never felt worried. I never felt unsafe. Literally, we were out of our car 2 hours before it was broken into, and the cops just said, well, if nothing important was stolen, like documentation, just file a police report and we'll handle it. The car rental folks, 5 seconds, we had a new car. They were they knew exactly what was going on, and apparently it's extremely common.
Wow. And of course, this is where you're seeing a bunch of stores that are closing because law enforcement no longer will enforce shoplifting laws. They will no longer enforce unless it's over
$1,000.
Yeah, over $1,000. Yep. So people literally know they can, and they're doing it. They're waving to cameras.
Yeah,
they're walking in, they're stealing under $1,000 worth of stuff, and they're walking out waving to cameras, knowing that there's not going to be anything done.
I hate to say it, but we actually joked about, we could go shopping here in San Francisco and just recoup everything and not pay for it. Yeah, I'm not going to do something like that, but it's scary.
It's mind-boggling.
But I want to change the subject real quick because I want to give you the Father of the Year award, because in my house with two sons, pyrotechnics and a fire are like dying and going to heaven.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So congratulations. That was a good move on your part.
I thought that was okay. Like I said, you pick your battles. And I was, like I said, children were literally in my view the whole time.
Right.
I was watching them, and they were outside, and they were being boys.
That's what boys do. They like to burn things, and they like to blow things
up.
And, I'm really sorry if that's not politically correct,
but
it's true.
It is true. That's what boys do.
Yes. And
I'm not saying that's not what some girls want to do also.
Oh, there's some girls who do it too.
Exactly. But I'm just telling you that is exactly what my son and my nephew wanted to do, was blow things up. And I thought, you know what? I know it's the middle of the day Sunday, but so what?
Supervision.
Exactly. I was right there.
Yep.
There was no danger. It was on a cement cul-de-sac, middle of the cul-de-sac, big metal bucket.
Right.
And they were burning things.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's all it is.
There was no harm, no noise. Just you could hear them cackling and giggling and enjoying it. And, it was a win because they were outside. They weren't on the screens. And then the other part of it was, they felt like I was showing them respect because I wasn't standing over them. I wasn't even standing with them.
Right.
I was sitting on a bench 50 yards away, all the way at the back of my driveway.
If there was a problem,
I would have been there in moments.
But
there wasn't a problem, and they handled it, and they handled the lighter and all that stuff. So, you know what? Parent win, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it was a win-win.
It was a win. Now, when we talk about parenting, there are some things that are not necessarily winning. And I know that you wanted to talk today about the dangers when it comes to
denial. And dementia.
Yeah.
It's something that's become near and dear to my heart lately. I've seen a lot of it. And just a few facts. An estimated 5 million Americans have dementia, some form of dementia. That's 1 in 3 families have been touched by it in this country. That's That's huge.
It's a big number.
14% of people over 71 have some form of dementia. And, you know, we can't pretend it doesn't exist. It is not a mental health issue. And that is something you hear people say, well, I'm not crazy. I don't have dementia. I'm not crazy. Well, people with dementia aren't crazy either. That's like having cancer. It's a disease.
Yeah.
It's a progressive disease that we do not have a cure for.
Of course.
But it is not a mental health issue. There's a difference. Those are totally different diseases. And sadly, in this country, there is so much shame associated with dementia that people don't want to talk about it. Your grandmother got diagnosed with dementia, and you kind of go, oh, well, she's just not right. You know, she's got some issues. She's just not feeling good today.
Right.
And that's not fair to her. And it treats the disease as if it's there's something wrong, as if they chose to get this problem.
The thing about that, that what you're saying, the first reaction I have to that is, oh, and by the way, it doesn't get better.
No, it does not.
It doesn't just go away or get better. So you can hide from it. You can bury it as much as you want. But you are literally living in denial because it's not going to fix itself.
It's not going to fix itself. And there are things you can do to make it okay and to be able to live with it. It's never going to get better. It's not going to be an easy walk. I don't want to pretend that.
No.
But it's like everything. You know, when you were a little kid and you got scared at night, you pulled the covers over your head hoping that if you couldn't see the boogeyman couldn't see you.
Yeah.
Well, burying your head in the sand is the same thing, or pretending that this doesn't exist.
Right.
Calling a person fragile, or you know that they just are a little confused.
Yeah, just having a bad moment.
It's not fair. It, you know, own up to it, fess up to it, and then learn. There are tons of tools out there to help you.
Well, and again, let's talk about what you said about it not being fair, because it's not fair to anyone.
Anyone.
It's not fair to, we used grandma. Let's just stay with that example.
Yeah.
It's not fair to grandma that grandma has lived 80 years. Of being one of the matriarchs, you know, has been this, been that, been everything to you, and now she's slipping and there's some dementia issues going on. You owe it to her to give her best life.
That's right.
And if you're in denial, then she's not getting her best life.
Well, and then what I really hate is, Grandma, this is the same TV control you've had for 5 years. What do you mean you can't turn the TV on anymore?
Right, right.
Grandma, this is the stove you've been using all your life. What is wrong with you?
Right.
You hear that kind of stuff all the time, and it's really frustrating. And she's not going to change. It's not going to get any better.
No.
So why do you make her feel embarrassed?
Exactly. That's the last thing you want to do.
Do not embarrass an adult in a situation like that.
Well,
and the other thing, don't hand them something new and go, well, this is just like the old remote you used to have for the TV. You can figure this out.
Right, right, right.
They can't. They cannot process. There are holes in their brain, and they cannot process the way they used to.
Yeah, and again, this is where you have to do some looking in the mirror and ask yourself, okay, you know, I love this person.
Right.
Why, I mean, you know you love this person. This is not someone that you want to beat up. You're not intentionally trying to beat them up. You're just in denial of acknowledging what's really going on, so you're not willing to come at it from the angle of, hey, listen, I need to approach this completely differently than I would have 6 months ago or a year ago. Year ago, there was no dementia, there was no sign of this, there was no sign of that. It could have turned into a laugh for all of us that you couldn't work this new remote. Now, it's a cognitive issue, it is legitimate, and you need to approach it from a completely different mindset.
You absolutely do, and it's not... Think of the frustration you're causing yourself. If you can't think of your grandmother, think of what... I mean, you're just beating your head against a wall at that point because it's not going to change and it's not going to get any better. And it's not fair. And you're right. You've got to take a whole different approach to this situation, and you've got to sit back and reevaluate what's best for everybody.
Exactly, exactly.
And so, you know, one of the things that I see a lot is family members getting torn apart. Because one family member doesn't want to accept it. And we can talk about that after the break.
Absolutely. And we will do just that. We're going to get you the Fox Business Report. Karen's with us from over at Oakleaf Village. It is our Positive Points on Aging. Much more to come as we continue a beautiful Tuesday at The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Macy's is raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour and is boosting other benefits. Starting in February, Macy's will invest $35 million over 4 years in a program to cover 100% of tuition, books, and fees for high school completion, associate, and bachelor's degrees. Macy's is partnering with Guild Education. Small business owners were less optimistic last month and were expressing concerns about staff and supply shortages. The National Federation of Independent Business says its reading of small business confidence slipped to a 7-month low in October. And home security company ADT is buying solar panel installer SunPro Solar for about $825 million. SunPro operates in 22 states. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50.
Hi, I'm Dr. Oddity Bustles, candidate for Columbia City Council at Large. For years, Columbia has fallen behind nearby cities in growth and prosperity. That's why I'm running. I believe our best days are still ahead. On City Council, I'll remove the needless barriers that keep families and small businesses from succeeding, bring accountability to local government, support our first responders, and tackle the root causes of crime. I'm Oddity Bustles, and I'm asking for your vote on November 16th in the runoff election for City Council at Large. Paid for by Oddity Bustles for City Council.
Fran Halloran here. What am I looking for when I make a recommendation to you? I'm looking for integrity, ethics, intentionality. When it comes to your mortgage needs, Greg McCoy from Simplified Mortgage Solutions needs to be your only call. There are plenty of national mortgage companies with fancy names and fancy schemes out there. Don't be fooled. Simplified Mortgage Solutions will meet or beat any national lender's proposal. Greg is local, and I love local. Born and raised in the Midlands of South Carolina, Greg will treat you as if you are his only client as you go through the mortgage process. Simplified Mortgage Solutions specializes in conventional, VA, USDA, and FHA mortgages. They can do it all. I trust them, and so can you. I've worked with Greg for a while now, and everyone I've referred to him has thanked me after the fact. Online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com or just call Simplified Mortgage Solutions at 803-722-6044. That's 803-722-6044, and tell them the Money Coach sent you.
I've been a huge believer in Shooter's Choice for years. They've been here for almost 30 years. Their staff knows their stuff. It's not like some big box store where the guy helping you today worked in the shoe department last week. The staff at Shooter's Choice actually shoots. They hunt. They have experience and knowledge. They can answer your questions. Shooter's Choice is well stocked. They can get you the stuff you can't find anywhere else. So online at shooterschoicesc.com or visit in person, 944 Sunset Boulevard. Make it your first choice, your best choice. Make it Shooter's Choice.
Looking for a great career path? Have you considered welding? At Midlands Tech, this path is more flexible than ever. With classes and a brand new facility, you can earn your MIG, TIG, or stick welding certificate in only 16 weeks. You can become a comprehensive welder in a year or less. Classes start every 8 weeks. Visit MidlandsTech.edu or call 732-0432. Tell them you heard it on The Point and get 10% off the cost of the program.
Hi, honey. Were you able to drop by Tree Pharmacy today to pick up Mom's medications?
Yes, she sure is on a lot of meds.
I know. That's why I go over so often, to help make sure she's taking them correctly.
Well, I have great news. The pharmacist at Tree Pharmacy said he can pre-pack her medications into individual doses.
Wow. Knowing she's taking the right meds at the right time will give me great peace of mind. But how much does it cost?
That's the even better part. It's free. Just another great service they offer at Tree Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street downtown.
This is Fran Halloran. Tune into my show, The Intentional Living Power Hour, on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 for simple and practical financial coaching on The Point, 100.7 FM, 1470 AM, Columbia's local talk radio experience.
Satisfied customers. At Honda of Columbia, that's what they are most proud of. We've been a customer at Honda of Columbia for 25 years. Think about that. Part of the customer satisfaction
comes from the Honda product itself. Let's face it, it's top rated for everything from safety to value. But actually, it's the no-hassle pricing, the no-pressure buying experience that you'll find only at Honda of Columbia, and that's what really leaves you feeling satisfied. I've bought so many vehicles there. The experience has always been a joy. The folks at Honda of Columbia are there to answer your questions. They're there to help you find the best vehicle for your needs and to see the process through from start to finish. They just make it easy for us. I know this is true. There's a reason we keep going back time and time again. It's the way they've been doing business for over 40 years. Discover car buying satisfaction for yourself at Honda of Columbia, your friendly family Honda dealer since 1978. Highway 378 at I-20 and online at hondaofcolumbia.com.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
Good morning. Cabin Creek, Cross Hill still with a wreck, and Grover Wilson at Langford still out. We have Roper Pond at Trinham and also an accident out on Community Drive at North Point. US 1 at Schwartz still backed up. Heavy traffic at 26 East at Peak and 26 East at Chapin. Main at Taylor and something in the roadway at I-20 East at Longs Pond Road. Squirrels, snakes, mice, rats, bats, beavers, alligators, mosquitoes. All things wild gets them out and keeps them out. AllthingsWild.com. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
All right, welcome back in. It's about 9 minutes before 9 o'clock on The Point. Want to get back with things. Our guest, of course, in studio, Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. We are doing our positive points on aging. We've been talking about denial when it comes to family members dealing with dementia. And we got a call on the Groucho's Deli phone line. Let's go over and say good morning. Samuel calling in on The Point. Samuel, welcome to the program, and you're on with Miss Karen.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Having trouble hearing you there, Samuel.
I said, thank you for having me. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound a little wind tunnel-y, but we'll do our best. Go ahead.
I apologize about that. Ms. Karen, thank you for the information that you've given us this far. It made me more sensitive. You know, these are things that I haven't thought about. But my question to you is, you mentioned that it affects about 5 million people. I wanted to know, is that strictly the baby boomers generation, number one? My question number two is, have you noticed any actions, mannerisms, or habits that occur in maybe some younger adults, and you think that they may potentially lead to them having dementia once they reach that age bracket? And if so, are there certain things that we could do to curtail it? Are there preventative medications that we could take in order to kind of prevent from getting dementia? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you very much.
Samuel, thank you very much for listening. And those are all really relevant, good questions.
And excellent questions. And they all kind of tie in together. Yes, we are seeing younger, early onset dementia happening. Yeah. And that is people in their, I had somebody whose wife was in her late 40s,
right,
who just recently was diagnosed,
right,
with dementia. So we are seeing more of that these days.
Let me ask you about something about that real quick, and we'll go point by point on what Samuel was saying. But on that, do you think that's a case where we've learned enough about this that we're spotting it earlier and we're diagnosing it better?
Absolutely.
But it was always there before, we just didn't know it?
Probably. Some people with early onset, though, you really can't ignore, because it hits hard and it hits fast and it usually goes quickly. So usually, now not always,
right,
but I mean, nothing is set in stone when it comes to dementia. That's
it. Just seems like in the last decade, now we've accepted,
right,
that there could be early onset dementia, and we've now seen much more of a diagnosis of it than we ever had before.
And that goes to his next question, and the reason for that is we're seeing things like, and I'm sorry for parents, I'm not trying to criticize things,
right,
but we are seeing kids playing sports that have head injuries a lot more. Even though we have new helmets and great equipment, head trauma is one of the biggest causes of dementia. We used to have a lady at Oakleaf Village who was a brilliant investor here in town, and she had multiple head injuries. Simple things, nothing major. A suitcase hit her in the head out of an overhead compartment on an airplane.
Right.
She fell once and had a concussion. Concussions are really not good for your brain. When you're jarring your head, your brain's about in your head, it causes damage. And that's one thing that we're seeing. And that's my understanding now. I'm not a doctor. Please understand what I'm reading is saying that these things are causing more early onset dementia. There are genes that cause it. You know, people who are born into families that have dementia are more inclined to have dementia. So there's certain things like that. And absolutely there are no medicines at this time that help prevent Alzheimer's or dementia. Now, there are
A lot of activities and a lot of things that you and Marcia have talked about in terms of brain exercise.
Brain fitness works really well. Diet. Please, I mean, you know, I'm not one to talk. I am not thin, but I eat a lot of fatty foods. But fatty foods are bad for you. Alcohol, anything out of moderation is bad for you, because there is a thing called alcohol-induced dementia, and that's a really scary dementia. Take care of yourself. Be healthy. Get some kind of aerobic exercise. Even if it's just walking, that helps. And there are medicines that will help slow it down, the Aricept and the Menda. But I think we've talked about it before.
Right.
I've been doing this for over 20 years now, and we really haven't seen any change in medication in dementia treatment in the 20 years I've been in. I remember when the Menda came out, and it's still one of the best drugs we have, and that's frightening.
Yeah. I'll say this also to Samuel, and again, your questions were so timely and perfect, and thank you for listening. But when it comes to something, I'm talking as simple as letting grandma, since we're going to stay on that example, let her do crossword puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
Let her do something simple, whatever that uses her brain, anything you know she'll enjoy. You don't have to present it to her like, hey, I want you to use your brain. Yep. Just give her activities that will continue to force her in a positive reinforcement way to exercise her brain and use that, because it's like anything else. It's still a muscle, and if you don't use it, you're going to get atrophied.
Yep, that's true. We use word search a lot.
Yeah.
You know, word searches are great because they're simple. Not everybody can do crossword puzzles. I'm pretty bad at them.
I mean, I don't care if you're playing bingo. I don't care what you're doing, Scrabble, whatever it is, but do something that involves thinking. I mean, even if you're sitting there and you can't get them to do something with pen and paper or something, watch Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's
you know.
Good. Yep.
Watch Jeopardy. Do something where you're using something. Figure out. Put on the Game Show Network if you need to.
Right.
And do it that way so that she's using her mind to do puzzles on the TV if nothing else.
But I would like to interject here, because what you really need to do when you do that is to also be there and engage her.
Yeah.
Because socialization is one of the things that we find people who isolate themselves, their dementia goes quicker. They need to interact with other people. So the more you interact, the better off you are too. And that's a huge piece of the puzzle. And COVID has not helped anybody.
No, that's a big thing. And a lot of the senior centers have still not renewed.
Right.
Because I know my mom was going every day to the senior center over at Seven Oaks. And now they can't find bus drivers anyway.
Nope. They can't find anybody to do
that's another day, another discussion.
Yeah, well, that's another one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things, and I know we've got to wrap things up, but let's talk real quick. Do not deny. Do not put your head in the sand. It is a frightening disease. There are lots of support groups out there. We have one that meets the first Thursday of every month. There are lots of people you can talk to get help. Go online, do some research, listen to videos, talk, and just get your knowledge built up so that you know how to better handle your grandmother or your loved one who's suffering.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed, and a lot of people do, give Karen a call. She can help you find these support groups, or you can come and be part of the one at Oakleaf, whatever the case. But how do they get a hold of you?
803-808-3477 or OakleafVillageLexington.com.
Yeah, one more time on the phone number.
803-808-3477. And please do call.
Yeah. Again, this is not an infomercial for Oakleaf Village. This is just a public service that Oakleaf Village happens to sponsor, and they're wonderful for doing that. We really appreciate it and appreciate you and Marcia for what you guys do, coming in with tremendous information every week. So thank you for that. We'll be back this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Home Advocate's coming up after top of the hour news. For Karen, for Brian, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Taiwan says China is trying to take control of the island by wearing down its military capabilities and influencing public opinion. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry says China's ultimate goal, to take the island without a full-blown military conflict. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum says it has compiled evidence of increasing government repression of Uyghur Muslims in China's western Xinjiang region. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will have a rare virtual encounter this week, gathering online with Pacific Rim leaders.